Let's talk tourism now. Minister Mamoloko Kubayengubane has expressed concerns about the impact of the international ban on some European countries due to COVID-19. She was particularly, of course, worried about the hunting season just around the corner. And we know that Limpopo is one of the country's poorest provinces and relies heavily on this season, which starts in January. The tourism sector in general has also expressed some concerns about the red listing of countries, particularly those hit by a resurgence of COVID-19. Well, to talk to us about this is the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Chifiwa Chivengwa, on the line. A very good morning to you and welcome back to our program.
Good morning, Wangani, and good morning to your listeners.
I suppose we'll start by me asking you the question that the resurgence of COVID-19 cases, particularly in the US, in many parts of Europe, we are seeing record numbers in terms of cases, in terms of people being hospitalized. It makes sense to look at these countries and say, hang on, does it not?
Look, first of all, the issue around the high-risk list countries has been a concern for us from the beginning for various reasons. Now, you're quite correct that, there are many countries in, Northern Hemisphere that are, experiencing this resurgence. And for us as South Africa, we only receive a few amount of tourists coming from those areas, even before COVID. As an example, in the U.S., we received just over 400,000, visitors pre-COVID. Now, if you factor in COVID and you factor in the fact that, many people are scared to travel, you will get lesser numbers. And also, if you factor in the fact that, everyone who's supposed to travel, must take a COVID test and come here with a COVID certificate that says they are COVID negative, it means that, we have a controlled situation. Now, it's not as if we're importing everyone who's COVID negative from that particular country into South Africa. So that has been our argument to say, we are bringing very few people that are already tested, that are, conscious about travel. In fact, even pre-COVID, a lot of these travelers are conscious. They will take malaria tablets, they will go for hepatitis A or B, and many other injections before they travel. So you are bringing a control group of people who are health conscious and who wouldn't want to contract COVID when they are here in South Africa.
Sure,
but controlled environment.
Sure, but we know how COVID came into South Africa. We certainly can't ignore people from high-risk countries and say they won't present a significant risk.
No, absolutely. We know how it came. And in fact, we are all globally connected. If we, as South Africans, were not traveling at all, we'll still be trading with these countries through, planes that will come here carrying cargo, through ships that will come here during COVID. It has happened in New Zealand where, they closed down the country. But one or two cases that came through via, those that were bringing cargo. So all I'm saying is that we cannot ignore that. That's why we've put together protocols here at home that says that, everyone who's going to our establishments across the value chain has to adhere to these protocols. So now, if we do that as South Africans, all 58 million of us following protocols, the few tourists that are going to come into the country will follow the same protocols that we're following. Plus, they already tested negative. So again, a controlled environment, that makes, a business sense, for us. And we're going to receive very few tourists. It's not as if we're going to receive many. We've seen this in August. We had only, about 2,000 tourists that came in. But what this does, it gives certainty to those that wants to come in the next 3 to 6 months so that they can start to book now and we can build our forward book. With the high-risk list, we can't build the forward book because nobody knows whether we're going
right.
to open or not.
Right. Chifiwa, I put all of those issues to the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, when I spoke to him last week. And he talked about capacity. But one of the questions I have is, I wonder if you as a sector are at the table, are invited to the table when these decisions are being made.
Look, that has been the challenge in terms of sitting around the table when these decisions are made. We are talked to at certain, advancement of decision making. But sometimes, when we sit at the table, we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Now, what we have been calling for is to say, when these decisions are made, and this is similar to, what NEDLAC is calling for, in many meetings that I've participated in, to say, let's sit around the table, let's discuss these issues on a technical level, especially when it comes to implementation. because it becomes very difficult, because we are at the cold phase of tourism. When your client is calling you, standing at the airport, saying that this is what they're saying, and then there's inconsistency at airport B and airport C, it becomes a problem. So all we've been saying is that let's sit down and talk about these things. They're technical in nature. Let us solve these problems as tourism task team.
Yeah.
And then come up with solutions that are conducive, you know, for the growth of tourism.
I mean, you just wonder if those conversations, though, are happening at the level where they ought to. I mean, if the tourism minister herself is concerned, you sort of wonder if the right hand knows what the left hand is doing. You wrote in the Sunday Times, you've quantified losses to the tourism industry at 100 billion rand since the beginning of lockdown in March. How do you recover from losing that much?
It's going to take a long time to recover because, you know, when we quantify these losses, you know, we factor the fact that you know, international tourism brings in pre-COVID 120 billion rand, you know, per annum, and domestic tourism about 153 billion rand. Now, in domestic tourism, you know, it's largely driven by government travel and corporate travel, which is not happening at the moment because companies are now using technology and so forth and so on. People are not going to conferences, there are no exhibitions, and many things that, you know, supports tourism. Now, the only way to start recovering is to make sure that those that are willing to travel are able to travel in this controlled environment. Hence, we've been saying that, you know, the international markets, there are a few people that are still willing to travel, and we as a destination are geared up for that. Unlike many destinations in Europe that are mass tourism driven, for us, you know, we have few people that travel into the country and they go to places where they are far away from the cities. Now, if we manage that properly and we open up and people start to come, we start to build that brand image, we start to show the world that we open up and people start to consider us for future booking. Now, if we close up, we're not going to recover anytime soon. It may take us around 3 years to even go back to the levels of 2018, 2017. So we have a difficult task ahead, and we need to be in, have intention, you know, and be, you know, very committed in opening this country.
All right, Tshifuwa Tshivengwa, we'll leave it there. The CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.